Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the praise. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 36 and 37. The writer writes, "You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay." The call is patient endurance is what we need. My dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you that Satan studies you. He understands your strengths and weaknesses and knows how to push you to your limits. But when you keep standing, keep believing and keep fighting, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown." James 1:12 writes that. The word approved means victory, qualifies you for greater things. The word endures means your character and tenacity are being tested. You say, "How long will this trial last?" Only God knows. Goliath defied the armies of Israel for 40 days in 1 Samuel 17:16. Satan hindered Daniel's prayers for 21 days, Daniel 10:13. Satan is relentless, so you must be too. When it comes to prayer, your persistence overcomes his resistance. Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord, the Bible says. Patient endurance is what you need now. Then you will receive all that He has promised, that the scripture we read, the NLT version. David did not get into trouble with Bathsheba until he left the battlefield. So keep fighting and God will come to your aid. He did it for Joshua. When Joshua needed extra time to defeat his enemies, God made the sun stand still and time stop. In Joshua 10:12, it seemed God was saying to him, "As long as the sun doesn't go down, you won't either. For the same power that's holding it up is holding you up." Amen. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. In Luke 17:14, they were probably wondering, when will it happen? And how will it happen? My dear brothers and sisters, faith doesn't demand details and explanations. It just keeps moving forward, believing God for the right result. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, even Caleb, he told to, Moses, "Give me my mountain." He told to Joshua, "Give me my mountain." Hallelujah. "I will take it." And he was old. He was 80 plus, about 85 years of age. And he says, "I will take the mountain. I'll destroy the Amalekites and the Ammonites and all the giants there, and I will take my mountain." And the Bible records that mountain still belongs to the genealogy of Caleb in Israel. Hallelujah. Till date. So we give God the glory and keep standing on the promises. God will give you what is yours as promised by Him. Your job and my job is to patiently endure till we have received. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made and created and added into our lives. We bless you. We honor you. We appreciate you and we exalt you. Today, I pray you will fortify our faith. Today, I pray, Lord, you will strengthen our inner man. Baptize us afresh in the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, you will empower us, enable us, equip us to accomplish the task that you have given us in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that we'll be determined in our hearts to serve you. Oh Lord, to live a life that is well pleasing to you. Determined to destroy the enemy, oh Father, at our level, so that we will move to the next level in the name of Jesus. And we are overcomers, more than conquerors. And I thank you. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Father God, I pray you will enable them, oh Father. You will Grant them the victory in every area of their life. They will flourish and prosper. They'll be risen up. They'll be strong and they'll be mighty. Like Caleb, they will take their mountain in Jesus' name. I also pray for the ones who are grappling with sickness. I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast it out. Get out, Satan, and you've got no right to enter into that body again. In Jesus' name, for by the wounds of Christ and the stripes of Christ, the people of God are made healed and made whole. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We bless you, we love you, and we give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, a fantastic weekend, and don't forget to go to church this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.